Happy September 28th. So glad to be here. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are finishing up Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 32 through 39 in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. This is what it says. We also lay on ourselves the obligation to change ourselves yearly, to charge ourselves yearly one-third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the rows of bread, the regular grain offering, the regular burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the new moons, the appointed festivals, the sacred donations, and the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. We have also cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering to bring it into the house of our God by ancestral houses at appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. We obligate ourselves to bring the first fruits of our soil and the first fruits of all fruit of every tree, year by year, to the house of the Lord. And also to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, the firstborn of our sons and of our livestock, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, and to bring the first of our dough and our contributions, the very fruit of every tree, the wine and the oil, to the priests, to the chamber of the house of our God, and to bring to the Levites the tithes from our soil. For it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all our rural towns. And the priest, the descendant of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive the tithes, and the Levites shall bring up a tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, to the chambers of the storehouse. For the people of Israel and the sons of Levi shall bring the contribution of grain, wine, and oil to the storerooms where the vessels of the sanctuary are, and where the priests that minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are. We will not neglect the house of our God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm reminded of when my peach trees started producing peaches. And I grabbed that first ripe peach, and actually I set it on the counter and I waited for it to ripen, and then I ate it. And that was the first fruit of that peach tree. And yet here you say we are to offer the very best, the very first of our crops to you. And Lord, of course, we can take this to mean in New Testament times that this means giving our tithes and our offerings to you, to the church. And so, Lord, I pray that you would make us generous like the folks in Nehemiah's time, who really did not regard their things as their own, but they were simply stewards or managers of their things, and they always brought the best to you first. Lord, I'm reminded of the beginning of the church with Ananias and Sapphira, and how they said that they brought their best and they did not. I'm also thinking about Cain and Abel, and Cain brought something to you, Lord, but Abel brought the first and the best. And so, Lord, that's a heart issue, and we really do want to hold our possessions and our money loosely because it is 100% yours. You've just given it to us in order to steward it and to bless others with it. Help us to have purse strings that don't run out, and help us to honor the places where we worship by giving our money with abandon and with joy. Lord, thank you for the idea of first fruits, and that when you walked the earth, you were offering your life as that first fruit, firstborn of the Father, and you willingly gave the best of yourself for the sanctifying us and for redeeming us and for forgiving us. You went to the cross. Your life was your first fruit, and you gave it willingly. And so, Lord, help us to have that same posture. I particularly pray for someone who's just struggling to love someone right now. It's really hard to serve that person, really hard to lay down your rights, really hard to subjugate yourself beneath the will of God and serve someone who He's called you to serve. And Lord, I pray that you would help that person today. Just give them an extra special blessing and a longing to just make you smile in the way that we offer our lives to you and to others. So help us to love the unlovely. Help us to serve those who don't care that we're serving them. Help us to open up our hands and our hearts and our lives toward you, because you have already so freely offered so much to us. Freely we have received from you, so freely we give. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And thank you to all of you who are patrons and help support this. Helps to pay for William and all of his engineering work, and Kristen and all her behind the scenes work. I love them both. I'm so grateful for them. And you basically help pay for their work. So thank you so much. And I hope you have a great day.